Today's episode of Part of My Take is brought to you by Policy Genius. Life insurance, do you have it? If you don't, why not? Too expensive or a hassle? If you don't have life insurance, what would happen financially if something happened to the primary earner in your household? Life insurance is a good idea to protect the ones around you, but where do you go to get the best prices on the best policy with the best service? And that is PolicyGenius.com, the best online life insurance marketplace, the most accurate quotes from the top A-rated life insurance companies. PolicyGenius has placed over $5 billion in life insurance for people just like you, and it is super, super easy. Go to PolicyGenius.com today to save over 70% off other prices for life insurance. When life insurers compete for your business, you save money. That's PolicyGenius.com, PolicyGenius.com. Zero jargon, zero sales pressure, zero hassle. Life insurance made easy, free quotes, zero hassle, peace of mind. Don't wait. Go to PolicyGenius.com today. Today's episode is also brought to you by the new BBQ Bacon King from Burger King. The BBQ Bacon King is new. It's big. It's a manly man burger that unapologetically screams, "I am made for those who love bacon." When you get a burger with bacon on it, the first thing you do is check how much bacon you got, right? Burger King knows. That's why they made the new BBQ Bacon King with 6 strips of bacon. Go ahead, take a peek under the bun. You'll see 6 strips of crispy smoked bacon staring back at you. Then you say, "Hi, bacon," and then you eat it. That's how I do it. I usually talk to my burgers, and I talk to the new BBQ Bacon King burger at Burger King. It has 6 strips of delicious savory smoked bacon, 2 flame-grilled patties made with 100% beef, 4 slices of cheese, BBQ sauce, and 1 huge manly burger bun. Here we go. Get it right now. BBQ Bacon King at Burger King. Let's go.
Part of My Take, presented by Barstool Sports.
Working so hard like a soldier. It is Wednesday, January 25th. If you're listening to this right now before 8 a.m. Eastern, stop what you're doing. Stop listening to the show. It's not Australia Day yet. Okay, now it's Australia Day.
Cheers. Welcome back. It's Australia Day. It's a pleasure to have you on board this lovely podcast. One of the most very enjoyable days of the year for all of us here at Part of My Take. From me, PFT Commenter, the large cat over there, himself, the big cat, and Hank, producer, as always, pleasure to have you on board. Good on you.
So it is Australia Day in Australia right now. That's how time zones work.
Yep, it's Australia Day in Australia, plus, get this, birthday week starts.
Yes, birthday
week. It's Danny Woodhead's birthday, the day that Grit was put into this world, just scrapping and clawing and fighting for every inch out of his mom's vagina, trying to get out in this cold, hard world. He came out downhill. Like he runs.
What a week in 1985. Danny Woodhead, in a few days will be my birthday, and then we have someone else's birthday on the last day.
It's my birthday.
Yeah, your birthday.
It's my birthday. Also, Nolan Ryan, I think.
Yeah, and Stu Finer.
Stu Finer. How about that? Also, the great thing about birthday week is we can say that it starts right now, but then there's second birthday week that starts on
the
our
Monday,
birthdays.
Right.
And then we get everybody in the first
week
of February, too.
Yeah. Like the friend in the group of girls. We've got to go to brunch, and then we're going to go out to the club the next day, and then we have to do a lunch.
A family birthday.
Then just friends. Then just friends, really good friends.
Then just like your hookup friend and then your side piece.
Birthday week.
Yeah. And that, well, now let's be honest here. If the groundhog sees a shadow on February 2nd, that means 6 more weeks of birthday week.
Ooh,
so
good point.
Keep your eyes out on that.
Good point. All right. It also is not only birthday week and Australia Day, it's the death of the super teams. The Warriors and the Cavs both. The Cavs are in a little bit of a rough stretch.
And the Bulls, too.
And the Bulls. The big story that we have waiting for the Super Bowl week to start is LeBron with the most passive-aggressive tweet I think I've ever seen. It was actually a double tweet. He said, "I'm not mad or upset at management."
I'm actually laughing.
Let's just get that straight. He's not mad or upset. What did you think he was? Because he's not.
Not until he put the thought in my head.
I'm not mad or upset at management because Griff and staff have done a great job. Mm-hmm. Good job, guys. I just feel we still need to improve in order to repeat. Mm-hmm. Dot, dot, dot. If that's what we want to do.
Okay, so a couple things going on here.
Can we just, before we get to it,
if
that
we
is
win.
The most ridiculous subtweet that LeBron has ever, it's not even a subtweet, it's a direct tweet. He didn't add anyone, but he's adding the management. Mm-hmm. That was like my grandmother when she was still alive, like when I'd go visit her and she'd be
she
like, why don't you ever visit me? It's like, I'm standing right here in front of you.
Well, grandma, maybe if you had a Twitter account, I would read your thoughts occasionally.
If we want to repeat, if that's something we're thinking about doing, if we just want to just go one and done, mm-hmm. you know, maybe go out in the first round, have a nice summer, then you know what? Management, stay pat.
That's fine, yeah. We just need to decide, do we want to be great or not?
Right.
He's also setting expectations. So, like, if they lose in the finals, if hypothetically,
yeah.
if it's a 4-0 sweep,
right.
hypothetically speaking,
right.
that's definitely not me saying that's going to happen. He's got an excuse prepped right there.
This also is the same team as last year that won the championship, is it not? I think they added Kyle Korver, which is actually an addition.
Lost Delhi on Australia Day, you should point that out.
True.
I'm really upset that Dennis Rodman never had a Twitter account. Like, I'm looking back throughout NBA history. I was going to say, like, Larry Bird never subtweeted his management.
No.
Which is true. I don't think that he would have. I think that Larry Bird and Isaiah Thomas would have been just, like, very direct.
Well, Michael Jordan would have, instead of punching Steve Kerr in the face.
I didn't ask about Michael Jordan.
Would have just been like,
you always bring this back to
Chicago.
Delete
your account, bitch. Yeah. Speaking of Michael Jordan, Dabo Sweeney, do you see what he said?
No.
He said that if a team doesn't draft Deshaun Watson, if the Browns don't draft Deshaun Watson, number one, they've passed on Michael Jordan.
Mm.
So, which, I don't know if you'd want Michael Jordan as your quarterback.
No, I think Michael Jordan would have probably had less, he would have had more luck than Johnny Manziel in Cleveland, but he probably wouldn't have gotten to the playoffs. It's Cleveland.
So Dabo Sweeney basically telling the Browns, don't fuck up, even though you're going to fuck up because you're the Browns mm-hmm. and you always fuck up. Wild thing to say, though.
Also, Deshaun said that he was not going to play in the Senior Bowl.
Right.
He said, I'm not doing that week.
Senior Bowl, Measure Bowls, by the way. Get it.
Well,
it's good.
One thing that they do really well at the Senior Bowl is they make all the seniors stand in their underwear
yeah,
in a room full
hands.
Of like 500. It's not creepy at all. They're,
nope.
measuring, they're like looking into their mouths.
Uh-huh.
It's just a really cool thing that they do. Like,
yeah.
I would love to be a scout, an anonymous scout at the Senior Bowl, and just start making up players and tweeting out their measurables
yes.
and like whether or not their mothers were prostitutes and all that good stuff.
Mm. I also had another story I wanted to bring to your attention real quickly. Stay classy, but he actually is staying classy. Arthur Blank is taking every employee in the Falcons organization to the Super Bowl.
What?
Hundreds.
That's weird.
Where does that
hundreds.
End? Where does that end?
I yeah. don't know. Is it like the people who serve hot dogs?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The ushers? I think it might be.
No,
were you the person
they're
who
contractors.
Said, were you the person who said that Arthur Blank is like a waiter at a restaurant
yeah.
that only serves ghosts?
He looks like a maitre d' at a restaurant that
only serves
spirits and ghosts
yeah,
and
ghosts.
Things like that.
So, I don't know. I feel like this is a setup. He's probably going to...
Ooh.
He is totally using this to be like, hey guys, I'm totally not creepy.
Yeah, totally not a ghost waiter.
Yeah, I'm not the guy who you think I am. I'm not that guy everyone's
yeah.
scared of.
You know what
the
this
bad
is?
Villain.
You know what this is? There are a couple Law and Orders about this where like some anonymous sperm donor in certain towns had like thousands of children running around,
uh-huh.
like these egomaniacs. This sounds like Arthur Blank is the father and grandfather of everybody
oh,
that works
he just hasn't told
in
him.
The Falcons. And,
he hasn't
and
told
so
him.
He's like, we're all going on a big family vacation
it's
to Houston.
It's because I love you.
It's because I love you guys,
right.
and you're my family. But
we're
really,
a family here, but
we're
actually a family.
Yeah.
I actually had, back in the 70s, I had a whole hospital where I just impregnated women all the
yeah.
time. So you're
it,
actually my family.
He looks kind of like an old school porn star.
Yeah, true.
Like, put him back in a scene from the 70s. Call him Hungus Humongous, Arthur Blank.
Arthur Blank, this, take
Secret
him out
life.
The stud farm.
Secret life. Just
yeah.
stick your dick into a cow milking machine and just have an afternoon at it.
What a creep. Not a creepy move, but
No,
you can
creepy.
Spin it to a creepy move.
Yeah, my mind went there.
Yeah, exactly. He's gonna shake everyone's hand. And he's just like, also, the willies thinking about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a drive down I-10. It probably costs $20 per person. So it's just
good
not
move.
Making a
good move though to make sure that there's actually a few Falcons fans in the stadium.
Mm, or he could just like slip a crowd noise DVD to the DJ.
Just make sure it doesn't skip
and have them play that.
Yeah, make sure you blow on it before Arthur. Mm-hmm. Hank. We have Bachelor Talk.
Bachelor Talk. Well, Bachelor is back.
It's Bachelor's for guys who don't watch Bachelor.
Yeah. Every single sports podcast and sports show has a Bachelor segment. We didn't want to get left behind, but we're not going to watch the show. So Hank's going to give us some of the talking points.
So Corinne, speaking of Michael Jordan.
Corinne, she's the bad bitch, right? She's
yeah.
the bad bitch.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that from last time.
All right. So Corinne compared herself to Michael Jordan and Abraham Lincoln. All the other girls in the house were getting mad at her for taking naps. And she said, you know who else took naps? Michael Jordan took naps, and Abraham Lincoln took naps.
Two of the best to ever do it.
Yep.
Both known for really coming through on the big plays.
Yes.
Both of them.
There we go.
Big shots.
There you go. What a genius.
You got to take a nap if you want to take a shot.
What's wrong with naps?
Yeah.
Who doesn't nap?
Yeah, I'm team nap.
Yeah, who isn't team nap, though?
I think, actually, that was last week. She was napping during the rose ceremony.
Oh. Mm.
Little tip for...
So that was a spin zone from her.
Okay. Little tip. Oh, she wasn't drunk. She was just napping.
Yes.
Got it.
And the greats napped, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Abraham Lincoln napped.
Little tip for.
Did he nap, though? I don't think that's something you can prove.
That Lincoln napped?
Yeah.
Cat nap? Einstein. He was a napper.
Actually, Lincoln probably did to get away from his crazy wife.
Mary Todd?
Yeah, just pretended he was like, asleep all the time.
Oh, I got narcolepsy, Mary Todd.
I'm asleep. Wake up, Abe. Wake up, Abe. And
Abe, mow the lawn.
Sorry, I was sleeping.
Abe, take out the trash. Abe, turn off the game.
Yeah.
A little tip for all you guys entering the workforce out there and girls. Say on your first day that you have narcolepsy.
Yes.
And that you need, if you ever get caught napping, it's just a medical condition.
Just take a nap in the car. We've talked about that before.
Mm-hmm.
There's no shame.
And I tell the story about getting caught.
Yeah, there's no shame
in taking my pickup truck.
Yeah, a quick nap in the car.
A little pro tip. Take your nap inside the car.
Yes.
Not in the pickup bed like
I did.
Yeah,
just close your eyes, put some sunglasses on. Okay, next.
Also, every season there's a big trip that they go on. This year, the girls went to Milwaukee.
Ooh, beautiful. Right. There's no laws in Milwaukee.
Yep, custard.
They all act super excited. They're like, we're going to Milwaukee. And everyone's like,
you can do whatever you
custard,
want.
Custard, butter burgers,
I've talked about it before. When you go to Milwaukee, you're city rich.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go from like New York or Chicago to Milwaukee,
tip
people $20, pay for their mortgage.
Opens a lot of doors.
Yeah.
And finally, Nick and Raven went on a one-on-one date. Raven told Nick about the time she walked in on her boyfriend having sex with another girl. And Nick asked for very specific details about the encounter.
Mm. That's so Raven. That's classic Nick. You know, we talked last week about Nick being like a little bit horny all the time.
I would say a lot horny.
Yeah. Nick, this is another classic horny move by him. Like, oh, yeah? Position were
he's
they
gonna
in?
He's going to jerk off
later.
Oh, that's
later so
that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that? Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah. Tell me.
Oh,
yeah.
That guy was getting.
He said anything?
Tell me about that guy that was getting laid.
In and
it
out.
Sounds like he was having fun.
In and out? In and out again?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he went back in?
Yeah, Nick, just jerk off, man.
Mm-hmm.
If you're listening to this. Is that it?
Yeah.
All right, okay. So that was your Bachelor recap. Just make sure that
Nick
you
needs
tune
to crank one out.
Every single Wednesday, we will tell you what's going on in The Bachelor. Let's go to Hot Seat Cool Throne. Hank, you ready?
I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. Go for it.
Hot Seat, Roger Goodell.
Oh, wow. Why?
Big shock.
Living his worst nightmare.
$41 million? Oh.
Every single year, they have the Super Bowl press conference on Friday. It's been conveniently rescheduled to Wednesday, even though most of the media people don't show up until Friday.
Well, that's not really true. Like, the medias are always media.
Wait. Wednesday is in today?
Next Wednesday.
Oh, everyone's
there. It'd be great if he made it, like, a week in advance.
Yeah. Or if he just made it in the middle. Guess what? It's been rescheduled to the middle of June.
Yeah, if he showed up at the 50-yard line during the Pro Bowl and gave the address there, that'd be great.
Is Roger going to even go to the game? He's probably
there.
He's probably going to the Georgia Dome. They're closing it.
Yeah, he's
going
to go there.
Yeah.
Oops, I thought the game was here.
Yeah, whoops.
I thought the Falcons were home.
Yeah. Oh, no, actually, like the Olympics, you know how they always celebrate the next Olympics at the end of the ceremony?
Mm-hmm.
He should just watch the entire game from Minnesota.
There you go. At the Mall of America.
Yeah, boom. Cool Throne?
Cool Throne lacrosse. I might have been in two. I've been a little early. I said it was 30 years. Mm-hmm. It's looking more like 10 to 15.
Oh.
It's pretty much
thing. You're going to ride this Chris Hogan thing, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like the hottest thing. It's like number
it's
one thing
hot,
on SportsCenter.
Yeah.
Like Chris Hogan,
yeah, you're real hot.
Lacrosse player.
Formerly, the guy that quit lacrosse because it sucked so bad.
And he
couldn't
get paid. Yeah, he wanted to make a living wage, so he quit lacrosse to play.
He's a pioneer for the sport.
He's a pioneer for the sport because he quit.
He's bringing awareness to
the sport. Because he knew that it was such a lame sport that he needed to choose. change sports if you want to get paid.
He decided to play the sport that will take years off his life and make him eat applesauce through a straw in the later years from going over the middle and getting his brain bashed in.
Just to bring awareness to lacrosse. So he's a hero.
It's a long
Thanks
con.
For finishing that sentence for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, it was a long con by Hogan. Okay, my hot seat is Sam Farmer from the Los Angeles Times.
Okay.
So every year during Roger Goodell's address that he gives to the media, Sam Farmer got the first question, and the first question was always, when are you going to bring a team to L.A.?
Oh.
So for like 20 years, 25, however long it was that the Rams moved out of town.
Wow.
So now he's got two. So he's going to be sitting there. Everyone's going to be staring at him like, yo, bro, you asked every single year, every single fucking year, you made a big point.
Yep.
You were so greedy. Now you have two, and San Diego has none.
Well, he should flip it, though. This year, he should just say, when are you going to move the team out of L.A.?
Yeah, we're too many teams.
Yeah, too many teams. Get them out.
Roger, we can't drive anywhere on Sundays. It's impossible to get around. I also want to apologize.
Okay.
Not to you guys.
Oh.
To the city of San Diego.
Yeah.
I was mean to them when they lost their team.
Don't be a P. D-bat, bro.
I was mean to them when they lost their team.
PC Bromani over here.
Nobody should go through what they went through.
Okay.
So I'm sorry.
All right.
Not to you guys, though. My cool throne is Coach K.
Yeah.
So Grayson got into a little scuffle.
Mm-hmm.
They lost a home game for the first time against NC State in like 20 years.
22 years.
But it's not Coach K's fault.
Nope.
He wasn't there. So guess what? Coach K waiting in the wings to come in and save the season.
Swoop it in.
Yeah.
He's going to do it. You know it, Hank.
I think they should actually make Grayson Allen and Kennard sit until Coach K comes back.
At least Grayson.
Yeah, one of the two. Just because, you know when the U.S. puts in their policies where the vice president and the Speaker of the House and the president can't all be in the same room? Like, I don't want Kennard and Grayson Allen to both get injured during a game and for Coach K to come back and not be able to coach his most hateable players.
You don't want to waste it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I have two hot seats. One quick one, Joe Lunardi. I don't know if you guys saw, but they are now going to try to drum up a little more intrigue to the NCAA tournament.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to release the top 16 seeds starting mid-February. And it's going to be like college football. So they're going to change it every week.
What?
So kind of you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like mid-February, they're going to say, if the tournament started tomorrow, here would be your top, your 1 through 4s in each bracket.
I hate that.
So Joe Lunardi, he's...
I hate that.
Takes a little bit out of it.
One of the great things about that tournament was I didn't have to spend any time thinking about it until that Sunday night.
Correct.
Are they still going to have a 3-hour selection
Sunday
show? Yeah,
I think so. But and also it makes no sense because it changes. Like, they're going to show us and then Duke's going to lose to NC State and then they're going to be the 2 seed. You know what I mean? It's going to mm-hmm. change instantly. Crazy. My other hot seat, no pun intended, anecdotal climatologists. So all the people out there who always, say that...
Is there another type of climatology?
Global warming is a hoax and not real. And they say, look at all this snow. Look how cold. Notice it hasn't been cold this winter.
Mm.
Pretty mild winter.
But guess what? Cool throne, people saying, how about that weather for you?
Yeah.
So it's a way you can deflect it in other ways.
I'm just saying, all those people out there that think that the amount of snow that they have to shovel is directly related to the climate's health.
Mm-hmm. The temperature in Greenland is directly.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing.
Polar ice caps.
Go to Greenland, it might be really fucking cold there right now.
Yeah.
So we're getting our minds toyed with, so stay woke.
True.
Don't give up the fight just yet.
Don't give it up.
Just come in one day and
don't worry that it's 60 degrees and like humid in the middle of January.
Going to work and just be blowing on your hands. You're like,
ooh.
Did you guys see the temperature map in Greenland today? It's a real freezer out there.
Keep putting the
it's
heat.
An icebox.
Yeah, keep turning on your car like 20 minutes before you get in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, just do that. Just out of habit. Cool throne, Barron Trump, officially off limits.
Yes.
Can't make fun of Barron Trump.
Yes.
Kids are off limits. No Barron Trump jokes.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be, and the nice thing is, now that no one can make jokes about him, he's going to be a well-adjusted, normal adult.
I think it's great. The last several children of presidents that we've had in the White House have gotten busted at some point, either drinking and driving.
Yeah, the Bush
smoking
twins.
Smoking
pot. You remember the Bush twins.
Yeah,
and twins.
Bush twins like to party. Yeah.
That's my dream.
I don't think Chelsea. I think Chelsea.
Who doesn't dream about having sex with two twins, little incest?
I love it. Just get the girls going at each other.
Yep.
Like, I see how you look at her.
Yeah, ooh, you're sisters, but wow. Mm. Twins.
You certainly know each other's bodies, huh? Bet you used to take baths with that body,
same.
Right?
Mm. Wow.
You want to take a bath with me? But Chelsea Clinton, back in the day. I think she probably fucked around and didn't get caught for anything because her dad was busy taking the, like,
right.
Mom's not going to
sticking his cigars into pussies.
Yeah, mom's not going to worry about you like smoking a joint in the White House bathroom right. if Bill's got like right. a Macanudo inside a girl's
right.
asshole.
Exactly.
So she was on the cool throne. There's the Bush twins. They got busted
they got
for
busted
drinking
hard.
Was it Sasha or Malia that
Malia.
Was smoking? Malia.
I think she was smoking a little joint.
Girl. Malia's
yeah.
a bad girl.
Yep. Well, she's also
Mal
the older one.
Is Latin for bad.
Yep.
It means bad.
Malignant. Yep.
Yeah, bad girl. I think that there's like a support group that once you turn like 16, the last children come in and they let you shoulder tap on them and they'll buy alcohol
no,
for
it's
you.
Actually a support group and it's run by Sinbad. First kid.
There yeah. you go. But I, for one, am very eager to see what Baron gets into once he hits the age of like 16,
can't
17.
Say that. Can't say it.
It's going to be fun.
Don't say it.
It's going to be fun.
Don't say it.
He's going to be doing rails off a tiger.
Okay, don't say
off
it.
Off a live tiger's back
you
walking through
anything.
The West Wing.
All right. We have a great interview with Ryan Lochte. But before we do that, PFT wrote a song. For what happened? It was Troy Aikman and Jay-Z.
Yeah.
They found out they looked alike.
Yeah, over the weekend. I don't know who originated it, so I don't want to give credit to the wrong person. But it ended up all over Twitter, all over Reddit, and it was just it was a picture of Troy Aikman in the broadcast booth before the Falcons game, and he looked exactly like a white version of Jay-Z.
Yes,
and it got me to thinking: what if Troy Aikman was also a rapper, and he rapped about his day to day? Well. It's not that hard to imagine.
Let's hear it.
Yo, so, Jigga, music up in my headphones. Shout out all my people, Must Support Projects. Shout out my people, Must Projects.
NFL Fox, live for us. NFL Fox, live for us. Terry Bradshaw's a dumb hick. And Jimmy Johnson's low-key thick. NFL Fox Live.
I used to pick on the cornerbacks and drove the Bills to 0-4, courtesy of America's team. Drop back and throw a pass to my homie Jay Novacek. Mike Irvin with the crack rock skip, call me a queen. You know me well, without me on Fox NFL. It's Sunday silence on the mic like you was in Louisville. Fuck nah, with Nate Newton in the tackle box. He sell drugs and Joe Bucks, you fucking chatterbox. With hair plugs from the school of the hard knocks. Hand in my Santa's cross, give the ball to Emmett Smith and watch. It's top notch, I'm living Jay-Z's life, it's pretty nifty. Uh-huh, you live in Brett Favre's life, it's itty bitty. Uh-huh, and zip to Chris, you bitch like Collinsworth. That's right, Al, and flip the script and wiggle my Johnson Jimmy. Viagra, you know it's hell when I get on the mic. The life and times are looking exactly like Jay-Z, but white. It's
NFL Fox, live for us. NFL Fox, live for us. Terry Bradshaw's a dumb hick. And Jimmy Johnson's low-key thick. NFL Fox,
don't know
live.
How I sleep. I got CTE from too many blows. Lost all my teeth, the NFC East. Broke all my bones, prime time academy where teachers teach. Defaulted on loans, slide my dick up in the owner's suite. And cut Jerry Jones, I hung banners in 93 and 4. And y'all aimed out, Skip Bayless opened the closet door. But I never came out, I'm a big shot with my big cock. Twist your pubes up to a dreadlock. I'm straight as hell, you may as well get on your knees like a chop block. It's Hard Knocks, it's Hard Knocks.
NFL Fox, live for us. NFL Fox, live for us. Terry Bradshaw's a dumb hick. And Jimmy Johnson's low-key thick. NFL Fox, live for us. NFL Fox, live for us. Terry Bradshaw's a dumb hick. And Jimmy Johnson's low-key thick.
Okay, that was a hot track.
Well, shout out Big Cat for those
being
nice
the kids,
nice hooks on the vocals.
Being the little kid,
mm-hmm.
I was a 4-year-old there.
He sang like an angel.
Yeah. All right, let's do Ryan Lochte. Like I said, we'll say it on the other side as well. We're going to do his exit interview on Thursday, so make sure you check out the Barstool Sports app for that. Here is Ryan Lochte.
We have 2 games left of NFL football. Your team might be at the big game. You might be watching from home. You might be trying to go to the game just to watch it in person. Either way, SeatGeek is the easiest way to find tickets for the last couple games of the season. There's nothing like being in the stadium for the biggest game of the year. And with SeatGeek, it's never been easier to get the guaranteed seats you want for a great value. I've got their app on my phone. It's by far the easiest way I've found to buy tickets. I can be anywhere with just a few taps. I can instantly find seats for this weekend or any game. With SeatGeek, you get the best deal on every ticket because they price compare for you. They search multiple ticket sites. The prices can vary depending on where you shop, but with SeatGeek, they always hunt you down the best available price, and they want to help you get the most bang for your buck. That's why every ticket on SeatGeek is given a grade based on value. You'll immediately see any underpriced seats and be able to find the best deals that fit your budget. Plus, every ticket you buy is backed by their 100% guarantee, so you can shop for tickets with confidence. Best of all, they're going to hook you up with a $20 rebate. This is awesome. You're going to get a check in the mail for $20. You go, you download the SeatGeek app, you go to the settings tab and click add a promo code, enter promo code TAKE, T-A-K-E, and SeatGeek will send you $20 after you've made your first purchase.
All right, we now welcome in studio, six-time gold medalist, Olympian Ryan Lochte. He's going to tell us, first off, you're here, you're doing a little tour around New York,
yes.
The Power Bar, fresh start to a year. I want you to tell us about it, and then we have some questions to you about how to get in shape, because we're both out of shape.
All right.
I'm not that out of shape.
You're a little out of shape.
Yeah. All right, so Power Bar is starting a whole new campaign for 2017. It's called Clean Start, which everyone deserves a clean start. And, you know, on it, obviously from me, from Rio and everything, I'm putting definitely 2016 in the past, and I'm looking forward to my clean start in 2017. And my clean start is, you know, I'm having a family now.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Read that. Congrats on the sex.
Yep. Yes, you had sex. At least once.
Confirmed. At least once. Yes. Confirmed once.
Well, we'll actually have to do a blood test on the baby, but
yeah.
To find out. Can I give you a little tip? Here's a little tip. Yes. Jimmy Butler, when he was trying to not look in the past, he took his rearview mirror out of his car. So if you're looking to do that, a little dangerous.
Sounds safe. No,
I think that's how you do it. You don't look in the rear view.
I'm going to have a kid on board, so, you know, I'm definitely going to have to keep that rear view.
You live in Florida, though, right?
No, I'm moving to L.A.
You're moving to L.A. Okay, yeah. In Florida, you don't even need to have any mirrors on your car.
Yeah. Are you gonna be one of those dads that has, like, baby on board on like, the bumper sticker?
No.
Okay.
I can't go that far.
Smart. Thank God.
So you mentioned Power Bar. One thing that Big Cat and I are thinking about getting into is doing a lot of biceps workouts, just like strictly biceps.
Curls for the girls.
Just curls all day. We've been considering cupping, doing that thing. I saw, you know, at the Olympics, everybody had those hickey marks. What's the story with that?
I think that's the reason why I don't do it, because it will leave hickeys all over me.
But Spin Zone. Is it your future wife or your
My fiance,
you could go get hickeys. Not saying you should, but you could go get hickeys, then be like, hey, I was just cupping outside the pool.
Mm-hmm.
I was cupping my neck. I had a neck injury.
Plausible deniability
It could happen, but no, that won't.
Okay.
No.
All right. That's fair. All right. So we had our good friend Connor Dwyer on the show, good friend, and we talked to him about peeing in the pool. He said he's peed in every pool he's been in. Are you the same?
Oh, by all means.
Okay. Nice. Good.
Is it an old wives' tale that some pools have, like, markers in them, so when you pee, like, green shows up or purple shows up?
You know, I think that's an old wives' tale, because there's no way. Because then the pools would always be, like, dark green or dark blue.
Every pool would just be
just scared little kids
filled with pee. Yeah.
But you see, the good thing about us swimmers is we have the biggest toilet.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
In the world.
Mm-hmm. Except for fish with the ocean.
Well, yeah. I mean,
good point.
Yeah. But you can also swim in the ocean. So,
also
check
good
me.
Good point.
Yeah. I guess myself.
All good point.
Have you ever taken an aqua dump?
Ooh, in chlorinated water?
Just in water.
Water.
That sounds like a yes, but not in the pool.
Yeah.
So
not in the pool, but in the ocean.
Yeah.
I mean, yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
Everybody
if I'm
shits
surfing
in the ocean.
For a whole 4 or 5 hours, of course
it's called chum in the water.
It's God's bidet.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. Exactly.
See?
I'm always interested in Olympians and their training regimen and their diets. There was a lot of, like, publicity about Phelps and how much he ate. What was your, like, calorie intake per day? And do you think I should be a swimmer just so I can eat a lot?
To answer your second question first, yes, you should be a swimmer so you can eat everything.
Yep.
You know, being an Olympian and especially a swimmer, you burn so many calories in the water because you're using every muscle in your body. So you burn more calories, so you can eat a lot more. So I'm consuming probably 6,000 to 8,000 calories a day.
That sounds amazing.
That's awesome.
How do you do? Like a lot of smoothies.
You know, it's a lot. It's a little bit of everything. You know, as I get older, my body can't recover as it used to. So I'm definitely have to watch what I eat now. I have to watch like the right amount.
Steroids.
Yeah, I mean, I could do that and just skip everything and be like, screw it.
Yeah, but baseball players. Right.
I think I remember an interview with you a few years ago where you said you were talking about training after a night, like going out, hitting the town, and you said something like, if you're going to be a man at night, you got to be a man in the morning.
Yeah.
What does being a man in the morning look like?
Like what, cross-eyed? You're like, you're hurting, you're doing zigzags in the water. You know, it's like, it's a motto that like one of my coaches always told me. He's like, if you're going to, like he wasn't going to change me, basically. And I was in college, so I wanted a party. And he was like, if you're going to party, you have to show up to morning practice and kick everyone's ass. Mm-hmm. Like, so you got to be a man at night, you're going to be a man in the morning.
So you went to University of Florida, right?
Yes.
Did you ever hang out with Aaron Hernandez?
Have I ever hung out with him? I mean, I've seen him at a bar before.
And then you left immediately when he walked in because it was like, I don't want to be around him.
Yes.
But you were there, what, Tebow's freshman year?
Tebow's freshman year, yes.
So did you ever get to hang out with him? Did the swimming team and the football team intermingle?
Our swimmer girls liked the football team.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yes.
Interesting.
They did, yes, they did.
Do you think Tim Tebow has the power to cure people? He's done it like three times where someone had like a stroke and he just touched them and like, voila, they're better.
Well, I haven't seen it, but.
Okay. So we're going to leave that one open-ended.
Yes.
Yeah.
I won't see it until I believe it.
Okay, I'm looking at your eyes, and it sounds like yes.
It sounds like yes. Do you still keep in touch with the Florida swim team at all?
You know, every once in a while, I do have a couple swimmers that were on the past Olympic team that I still keep in touch with. They still want me to come back and train with them for 2020. So
I've got a great idea for the University of Florida swim team.
Ooh,
Turn the swimsuit like a jorts pattern swimsuit, so it looks like they're wearing denim shorts, but they're really tight.
Mm. I like that.
I think that's a good idea.
That's not bad.
I think you'd sell a lot
of swimsuits. I think you're onto something.
Yeah.
Here's another good question. At what age did you stop laughing at the name breaststroke?
still has a good question, right?
Still good question. Stopped
okay,
I mean,
all right, there we go.
Funny.
Yeah, you're laughing right now. I always laugh when people bring up breaststroke.
So I'm not a great swimmer, but I've always wondered, are some pools faster than others? Like in tennis, you've got clay courts and grass courts.
Yeah.
Are some pools just like, oh, that's a fast pool. That's fast water.
You know, the depth of the water comes into play. You know, because if it's under like 5 feet, like you won't get the turbulence from doing the flip turns. So, and it, cause it all gets like washed out under, underwater. The water temperature, I mean, you don't want it to be too hot. You don't want it to be too cold.
What's fast water? Is hot water fast or is cold water?
No, colder, I think.
Colder?
Colder.
Okay.
I like
not
cold
too
water.
Cold, though, because then your muscles will get too tight.
Oh, that's good, though, for fat guys like me, because you get out of cold water and you're like, whoa, has he been lifting? Like, no, it's all my muscles.
No, it's just my body's compact.
Yeah, right, exactly. All of it's compact. Famous Olympian Nancy Kerrigan, she got clubbed in the knee by Tonya Harding. You ever think about doing that to Michael Phelps?
No. No way.
Good answer.
I mean, you know, swimming is like one of those sports that it's like it's a clean sport. There is no trash talking. Well, not face to face. Like I won't be right before the blocks. I won't be talking crap to Phelps. Like that just doesn't happen.
You say clean sport, but wasn't there the whole controversy about the bodysuit thing? Didn't they ban bodysuits? The torpedo. I know my swimming.
That's just technology.
Okay.
That has nothing to do with like.
Got it.
The sport itself, like swimming. That's just the technology. Like people were developing new suits, faster suits.
What about that Chinese guy who did a lot of steroids?
Well, then he's.
Remember him? What's his name?
I don't really worry about other.
I like
other
names.
You worry about you. You got to beat yourself. Blue. You got to beat your own personal best. It's like golf.
Yes.
What did the pool water in Rio taste like?
I mean, it was a regular. It was a regular pool.
Even when it got like
had chlorine in it,
it turned that weird green color.
Well, no, that's if you actually went into the like in the ocean or anything like that. Like we were like in the pool, like swimming pool, so there was like chlorinated water.
Okay, I thought that. Well, maybe it was just
the diving pool.
That's right. The diving pool turned like
green.
Yeah, like bright green.
Yeah, that was different than the actual swimming pool.
Okay.
Yeah.
What after? So I'm always curious about this with Olympians. So after Rio, you are like done. You've been training forever. How long does it take, or how long do you take off, and when do you like start retraining again?
You know, I think it's every individual. Mm-hmm. You know, some people, a lot of younger guys, I heard that they were back in the water within less than a month.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow.
And like us older guys, like we need more recovery time.
Right.
So for me, I'm still on my break.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I went to Dancing with the Stars. I did that. And then so I haven't really gotten a break off of like doing activities.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Exercises. So I'm still on my break right now.
And how out of shape are you? Like, is it very, very noticeable? Next time you get in the pool, you're going to be like, wow, I'm so out of shape.
I mean,
even though you look the same, right?
You can actually tell that I have not been in the water lately. I mean, instead of seeing an 8-pack, you see a 6-pack. And so
wow.
It's getting
nice.
Yeah, that sounds
nice
rough. Same with me. Like, you can't see my 8-pack anymore. It's because I haven't been swimming.
That's why I keep a 1-pack, mm-hmm. because I don't want people to think I've ever changed.
I keep a 40.
Yeah, yeah, right.
That's
exactly
what I do. Can you do your best Michael Phelps angry face? We do a segment called Bad Radio, and I figured this would be a good one for Bad Radio.
Michael Phelps angry face.
It's kind of like a constipated Eli.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's good.
It's pretty good.
That's good. No one's gonna be able to see it at home, but that was really good.
That was great. What's the biggest honor you've ever had? Is it winning 6 gold medals or being nominated for a Teen Choice Award?
I definitely have to say that I love the most about is, you know, becoming a father. I think that trumps over the gold medals. It trumps over everything.
New year, new you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Clean
there
start.
You go.
Boom.
That's what I've been saying. New year, new me.
Love it.
Do you cry for the national anthem? You a crier?
A little.
Take his man card, Hank.
Hi, I'm Joe Buck. Hand over your man card.
No, you can't take my man card
that. No, actually, that's the one thing I think that's man card proof. You can cry as long as it's for your country.
It's actually, we take your man card if you don't cry during the national anthem.
Right. Do you sing along?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. I like that. If I were in the Olympics, I'd be a singer and a crier all at the same time, like everywhere.
What do you do with your silver and your bronzes? Do you keep them in the same place as your golds, or do you have to segregate those?
No, they're all in, right now they're in socks right now.
Ooh.
They're in socks. Okay.
And what's your address?
Not telling.
Okay.
The ones that you're wearing right now?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Yeah, they're out. I'm walking on them right now.
All right, so we have 3 questions we ask everyone, and the first one is called, it's a game we play called Headline Grab. So we're trying to, you know, make a splash in the media. We're trying to grab some headlines. So our headline grab with you is Michael Phelps, Tokyo. He's swimming, right?
Yes.
Oh,
he's definitely gonna swim.
There we go.
You know what? I've said this before in 2012. I said he announced his retirement. He wasn't going to come back. And I was like, you're going to come back. Come on. And guess what he did? He came back.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing he's going to do. I think he's going to come back.
Okay. So Michael
Heard
Phelps.
Heard it here first. Breaking news.
Breaking
2020,
news. 2020. Yes.
I don't know if we'll be alive.
No, I'm going to be dead.
2020. Yeah, I don't want to see Tokyo, but 2020, Michael Phelps will be in Tokyo swimming.
Yes.
Done.
Okay.
Second last question. Who's the most famous person on your cell phone?
Second most famous. Ooh. That's a hard one.
Got a lot of stars in there.
Yeah, but I don't know.
What's the dude's name who hosts Dancing with the Stars?
Mario Lopez.
No.
Right.
The dude from America's Funniest Videos.
Bob Saget.
No, Tom.
Tom Berenger.
Yes.
Tom Berenger, do you have his number?
No, I don't.
No. Oh, that would have been good. You want to call Michael Phelps?
No.
We've called him before.
We have, Connor called him.
No.
Connor called
him. I'll leave him alone.
Okay.
He's being a dad right now.
Oh,
so,
yeah. He dad cucked you.
Yeah, I know.
He had a kid right before you.
I know, what?
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Yeah,
all right,
messed up.
Last question I'm going to ask that you don't have to answer. Any regrets from Rio?
You know what? There is no regrets.
Okay.
Okay.
The reason why I say that is because, you know, if that didn't happen and I didn't learn from that, I wouldn't be a better person than I am today. And, you know, I always believe everything happens for a reason. And, you know, maybe that happened for a reason for me to wake up and, like, smell the roses. Mm-hmm. Wake up and, you know, it's time to become more of a grown-up. And, you know, I probably wouldn't have a kid on my way or being engaged. So all these great things are this great partnership with Power Bar. So all these things that are great and new coming into my life, I don't think that would ever been possible if that didn't happen.
That's great. That's a good. That's a great spin zone.
We do, like, spin zones here.
Yeah. If anybody says that you should regret something, be like, are you saying that you hate my baby?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So that's an instant comeback you have. Also,
I like it.
If it wasn't for the whole Rio experience, we wouldn't have that awesome gif of Al Roker stirring his drink when he got really upset. Did you see that thing?
Yeah, that's
a great gif. Yeah.
You should name your baby Rio.
Okay.
Or gas station.
or gas station.
I don't know, just spitballing here.
All right.
Yeah. Or subpoena.
All right, Ryan Lochte, thank you so much. Everyone check out
Power
Bar. We're actually going to take you – we do a little exit interview thing. It takes like 3 minutes. We're going to do an exit interview. So everyone tune into that. We will release that the day we release the interview. Guys, I want to talk to you really quickly about a smart way to earn extra money and get an extra $500 bonus driving with Lyft. In between jobs and looking to earn some extra money, looking to put more money in your kids' college fund, going back to school yourself to get another degree or your first one, writing that next great American novel, these are all reasons why you would be a great Lyft driver. Drive with Lyft. It's the ride-sharing app that lets you be your own boss, pick your own hours, and earn up to $1,500 a week driving your own car. There are other ride-sharing apps out there, but Lyft treats their drivers right. It's a flexible way to make money anytime from nearly anywhere. All you need is your car. It all adds up. Driving with Lyft is super flexible, allows you to keep 100% of your tips, and always there when you need the extra cash. So sign up today at Lyft.com/PMT. And right now, Lyft has a special offer for all our listeners. You'll get a $500 new driver bonus after you complete 100 rides within 30 days. Go to Lyft.com/PMT today so you can start making extra money and get your $500 new driver bonus. That's Lyft.com/PMT. Lyft.com/PMT. Limited time only. Restrictions apply. Let's get to some segments. Thank you again to Ryan Lochte. We have an exit interview with Ryan Lochte coming out Thursday.
Yeah, Ryan really came out of his shell during that exit interview, too. We had some fun with it.
We did have fun with it.
There, I'll put it this way, without giving too much away, we get into a little reenactment of a certain situation that happened in a certain...
Use your imagination.
Brazilian city.
Oh, well, we also had sex with him, so that we reenacted his... childbirth that he is upcoming that he's so excited about.
We reenacted the precursor to his childbirth.
Yeah, that he's so very...
The full story of the
childbirth. That he so wonderfully wanted to tell us about when we didn't ask him about it.
Yes.
let's do some segments. We first up have Big Ben. This is the most Big Ben story of all time. So much so that he's started his own segment, Hurt or Retired.
Yes.
So Big Ben said on Tuesday on 93.7 The Fan, I'm going to take this offseason to evaluate, to consider all options, to consider health and family and things like that, and just kind of take some time to evaluate next season if there's going to be a next season.
He's just doing it. Big Ben, we all know him. He's doing this for the attention probably. You see how he was dressed last week? He was dressed like a football player. Yeah. He wants to play football.
So I was thinking about this. There's also a chance that Big Ben thinks there's going to be a lockout this summer. So he's just got his years screwed up. He said, if there's going to be a next season, he could just be so concussed that he's like, we have a labor dispute coming up, right?
You know what? I kind of disagree. I think Big Ben is always retired. I think he's a retired guy that happens to have a job.
Yeah.
He's a guy that wears sweats all the time.
Mm-hmm. P.F. Chang's.
P.F. Chang's all the time. Being unemployed is a state of mind. And Big Ben is always in that state of mind. He just has a job he shows up to on Sundays.
Yeah.
So, like, he's right now... Since he's not playing football for the next couple months, he thinks that he's retired.
Right. He also might have just tricked himself into saying that he's going to retire because he's been injured so much just so he can walk around in a walking boot for the entire offseason.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow, I really got to get this ankle right for the football game I have to play in 7 months.
Right.
Even though it's not hurt.
If Tomlin just tells him, carry a football with you for the next, like, 3 months,
right,
he's going to be like, okay, I'm not retired anymore. I'm still a football
player. Oh, yeah, look at this. Whoa, how'd this football get in my hand?
Yeah, Ben's going to do that thing where in, like, 60 years, oh, Ben, he's not going to be alive in 60 years.
No way.
In 25 years, he'll show up to, like,
15 years.
He'll show up
in
to,
15 years.
To a Steelers reunion, and as long as he's not in jail, or might be in jail.
Yeah.
We'll see. But he's going to show up to the reunion, and Mike Tomlin's going to, like, ask him to get him a drink. But, like, yes, sir, coach.
Yeah, right. Always coach, always ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Big Ben's not retiring.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
No. I would love to see that.
I will, a little pre-prediction, though. Big Ben has now reached the point of his career where he's just going to Brett Favre us every year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he'll end up playing for some weird – Big Ben's destiny is to, like, play one weird season for the Jaguars.
Yeah, or the Cardinals.
Yeah.
I could see him going to Arizona. Yeah. Like, that's where you go when you're halfway retired anyways. Uh-huh. So, like, I could see him spending
like,
a couple
Peyton
years.
Like, oh, Peyton could go play in Arizona. They got old people there.
A lot of golf.
Yeah.
People forget that there are golf courses out in Arizona.
Yeah. Next up, we have PR 101. The student becomes the teacher. Johnny Manziel tweeted at Donald Trump, and he said, hey, Mr. President, don't stay away from the notification section on Twitter. Shit will drive you crazy. Lead the country and let them hate. And then Johnny immediately deleted his Twitter.
Yeah. Well, I mean, good job by Johnny.
Yeah.
I've always wondered about that. With people that have reached the level of fame and power like Donald Trump,
mm-hmm.
does he actually, like, sit there?
No.
Scrolling through his mentions?
No, we've talked about this because there are the people on Twitter who respond to every Donald Trump tweet.
They're
on both sides. There'll be the Pepe little frog
the
guys.
Pepe, yeah.
Yeah, is that
the
what
Nazi
his name?
That gets punched,
yeah. Yeah, right. There'll be the Nazis who respond and, like, we love you, Trump. And there'll be the people that will respond, the liberal cucks, and they'll say, delete your account. You've gone too far.
Yeah.
No, Donald Trump never sees any of that shit, so stop doing it.
I don't know that he doesn't, though, because like occasionally he'll retweet. He does the weird quote tweets that, like, he's the only person on Twitter that retweets somebody this
quote
way.
Quote tweets,
he just puts a literal quote around it, and then he adds his little message onto the end.
Right. That's how he said that Ted Cruz's wife looked ugly.
That's right.
Yeah.
It wasn't
his tweet.
It wasn't
someone
him.
Else said that someone she
else,
ugly.
Someone else, someone hacked somebody else's account,
right.
And then
he
I just
quote
retweeted
it. Yeah.
But yeah, like, so he has in the past read people, like, applauding him and then retweeted those. So, like, there's a chance he might be just scrolling through all your delete your accounts that you send to him every day. He said
keep it up, guys.
He said that he was getting sick of all the negativity being thrown his way.
Wow. Okay.
Maybe Trump is
going
to get driven off Twitter by everybody trolling him.
I think the negativity was the fact that he has, like, 10 million women mad at him at the same time.
Well, also, the good news is if he didn't have a Twitter account, then he'd stop doing all the stuff that people were mad at him for.
True.
So,
also, I'd like him to keep the Twitter account because it will be the first official Twitter account to get us into a nuclear war, which is fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, breaking one, history is fun.
I did have some actual PR 101 for Johnny Manziel.
Okay.
He's trying to make a comeback.
He's making a comeback.
He's going to.
He's in the midst of a comeback. Let me just fix that for you.
Okay. He's already begun.
Yes. Everyone knows the first step of a comeback is say, I'm going to be coming back.
No, you forgot. The first step of a comeback is saying, I have a problem.
Yeah, no, I was an asshole last year, but this year, new year, new me.
Okay, here's a tip for Johnny, because he's going to bring back his Twitter account at some point. Let's be real. It's probably already back by the time this is being downloaded in your phones. He needs to change not his Twitter handle, but his Twitter name, Johnny Manziel, and then comma, and then throw a bunch of letters after it in some weird acronyms.
Ooh.
Have you ever gotten an email from somebody and it has like six acronyms at the bottom because they took like a project management course at some point and they have like, now they're ACG, DVOA certified, DVDA certified positions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he just needs to come up with like a bullshit.
He overthought it. His Twitter account is Johnny Manziel 2. It's J Manziel 2.
Uh-huh.
He just needs to come back J Manziel 2.0.
That's done. That's good.
Done. New year, new him.
Hashtag respect, except the S is a 2.
Hashtag respect my comeback process.
Yeah.
No negativity. next up, we have a little locker room talk. Oh, no, wait. Before we do that, another PR 101. DeSean Jackson was outed by an Instagram model that said DeSean Jackson.
I'm already sick of this story.
Yeah. He's built like an Asian, which I'll correct you right now, Instagram model. That's not the word we use. We use Oriental, Marlins man. Mm-hmm. He taught us that one.
Don't use the A word on the show.
Don't use that A word. PR 101, what do you do?
I think maybe just like go to a Foot Locker and start trying on size 16 shoes in front of everyone.
Yeah, you change to a very large cleat next year. And you might lose a couple steps, but guess what? You're going to look like you're hung like a elf in out
Do
there.
That thing where you're wearing like kind of tight jeans and your keys are in your pocket and you take that picture and everyone knows it's keys, but they also are like, maybe it's not. Or golf balls. Go golfing.
Go golfing.
When you put a bunch of golf balls in your pocket, it looks like a big dick.
Yeah, just chub up.
Yeah.
Just chub up
yourself.
Chub up before
Get
every
a fluffer.
Game. Yeah. Oh, here's what you do. You just put like the hand warmers that they give you for games. Just stuff those down in your pants.
Yep.
Not only is it like a little extra lump down there, but it makes sure that you're not hanging too close to the body.
I don't hate it.
Just expand it a little bit.
Do you think Chip Kelly traded DeSean Jackson because he has a small penis, allegedly?
No, I think given Chip Kelly's racial history, he would be more likely to trade a guy that's got a huge dick.
No. Because, like the Instagram model said, DeSean Jackson has a penis like an Asian.
Mm-hmm.
Chip's kind of a whites-only guy.
Oh, here's what we do. if you're DeSean Jackson, a little PR 101 for you, sue her.
Yes.
Go after her with everything that
you have.
We'll
sue her for you.
You know what?
Remember we had this business?
Yes.
We had this business. We will sue her for you.
DeSean, the only way you can get people to stop talking about your allegedly micropenis is to take her to court.
Yes.
Put it in the papers. Make sure that everyone knows that if anyone says DeSean Jackson's got a tiny hog, guess what? He's going to come after you.
Yeah.
That's the easiest way to make people shut up.
Yes. Or just hire some people to go on radio shows and say, wow, he's hung.
Yeah.
That also
works. I mean, I'll do that too.
Yeah. Hey, DeSean Jackson, hear about his huge dick?
Mm-hmm. Hey.
We'll send him a letter and be like, hey, we just did some PR for you. Send us $10,000.
The hogs are back in D.C.
Oh, shit.
How about that one?
There we go. Next up, we have locker room talk with Pac-Man Jones.
Hey, I just thought of a joke for DeSean.
Oh, what is
it? I guess he's no longer a deep threat.
Oh, wow. Another one. Firing. We're firing. Locker room talk with Pac-Man Jones. This just proves Pac-Man Jones got arrested. Everyone knows that. That's a redundant statement. Pac-Man Jones arrested. But the video came out, and he told the police officer he hopes he dies tomorrow.
Yeah.
Kind of nice. It's like, at least you're getting one more day.
Go to heaven.
Yeah, right.
He said, I hope you go to heaven.
Right. He also told the police officer, suck his dick.
All right.
So locker room talk happens everywhere.
Do we know? Well, locker room, if we're being honest, a jail cell, that's like the biggest locker room of all.
I think it was the back of the cop car.
Well, I don't care. I'm saying when you get... When you're in prison,
right.
That is actually more of a locker room than any NFL locker room.
Right. Like, we shower
I saw
hijinks.
Oz. Yeah, have you seen Oz?
Yes.
That's the best example of locker room.
I saw Shawshank.
Talk. Yeah.
When
they pin him down.
And try to get him to suck his dick.
Pin him down.
That's literally locker room talk.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's call the expert. I'm not gonna tell him to suck our dicks this time.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
It's really too for, like, as a guy that's been to prison or jail and done locker rooms.
He has a lot to talk about.
He's a guy, yeah, he's an expert.
All right, I guess we'll have to talk to him next time. Too bad. I bet Lenny kissed a lot of dudes in jail.
He was the belle of the ball. That's what Prison Mike said, right?
Yeah.
You think Lenny ever got a little pine tar on his bat?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Mm.
Next up, we have I have this for you. Olivia Munn, Aaron Rodgers' girlfriend.
Okay.
She wrote a letter.
Alleged girlfriend.
She wrote a letter to all Packers fans after the season ended in Atlanta on Sunday. Here's what it said. So proud of this team.
Sorry.
They faced a lot of adversity on and off the field. But battled to get this far. Thank you to those of you who encouraged and supported them by choosing to put out only positive energy.
Okay.
It helped them get this far. Interesting.
So kind of she left out something there.
Oh.
She implied something.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Positive.
Negative people, huh?
Positive energy on and off the field adversity.
Mm-hmm.
Bachelor shows, did brothers.
She said Packers fans, though, right?
No, actually, no. No. It was just to everyone.
Did it say Packers family?
Nope. Hmm. There's no family in this letter.
No family.
No family.
No family mentioned.
Interesting.
Almost like she went out of the way to not mention family.
Ah.
Okay, Olivia.
All right. Just read between
that's
the lines.
That, you know what? When I have my heart ripped out by my favorite team, what I want to hear is a letter from my star player's girlfriend.
Yeah. She did little hearts, too. One's green and one's yellow. It's a really nice touch.
Very nice.
We have a...
Hey, Olivia, stick to sports.
Yeah. And also, nice brag that you can kind of write in cursive. What fucking year is this?
That actually... So, to me, that... Writing in cursive is the new cutout magazine ransom note. If you write me a letter in cursive...
It's a show-off.
It's a show-off, and you're trying to conceal... You're trying to hide something. You think you're better than me?
Yeah. You think you're better than me?
I haven't written in cursive since 1995.
That's... It's probably been that long. I tried the other day. And the other day, I mean like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Didn't work.
When you think about it, writing in cursive is literally connecting dots.
Ooh.
Connecting all the dots.
Huh. And she wrote in cursive.
It's also a lazy move. What, you're too lazy to pick your pen up in between letters?
So in summary, Olivia Munn says off-field adversity connects a bunch of dots, positive energy. I'm not saying anything, but I think she just said that.
Is she a Scientologist?
She hates Aaron Rodgers' entire family and hopes they all burn in hell.
It also sounds like a letter from a cult member.
Yeah. Huh.
Only positivity.
Sounds like a cult. Maybe a cult where everyone buys fake shares to something and they don't actually own it.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting. We have a Sabermetrics. This is big.
Okay.
This is, I mean, obviously Darren Revell was the one who broke this. The Patriots wear white jerseys for Super Bowl 51. By the way, the Roman numerals always fuck me up.
Mm-hmm.
Just fucking say Super Bowl.
Can we go
51.
Back to 50?
Just
50, they just got rid of those and put the numbers
in. It's bullshit.
In it.
Not all of us are geniuses, okay? A lot of us are really dumb, myself included.
Not me.
Teams that have worn white have won 11 of the last 12 Super Bowls. Wow.
Hmm.
That's going to tell. It is true.
Well, Boston doesn't have good luck with 11 out of 12 things.
Oh.
If you know what I'm saying.
Interesting.
A PSI reference.
I thought you were going to make like a white kind of racism joke.
I will.
Okay,
if you
ahead.
Let me
yeah,
get there.
Go for it.
You know who else?
Sorry, I didn't mean to step
you know
on
who
your
else
toes.
All wore white is KKK.
Yep.
Just looking through the Pats roster at their wide receiver position.
Interesting.
Seemed like the kind of guys that might be riding on horseback with some sheets draped over them.
Yeah. My favorite part about these stats is they obviously choose a point in time specifically because the three Super Bowls before the 12, all the dark colored teams won.
Ooh,
so
watch don't
okay
the don't D-word. Say dark color that's
either way I visual. We had this discussion if the Falcons want to make this Super Bowl if they want to arrive they need to wear the throwback black jerseys the Deion Sanders ones
those are nice
yeah
those
real nice
really
instead
not-
they'll wear the red ones and we'll all be like who the fuck is this
and
team?
Me and Big Cat had an actual embrace debate moment about this earlier
yeah
and Big Cat was like you know what a team should really just go for it and wear their throwback uniforms
in the Super Bowl
and I was like I don't think so and then he was like yeah you're right that would open the coach up to like
okay,
have shit talked about him if they lost
that's actually the truth though that's the truth
shouldn't
the more
wear a throwback.
The more I thought about it if my team was in the Super Bowl and they wore throwbacks and everyone was talking about it, and then they lost, I'd be bullshit. Like, coach, why'd you put us in throwbacks?
Mm-hmm.
You ruined it.
You just at that point,
yeah,
you're grasping for anything to blame it on. And
well,
the throwback,
we talked about
be...
you can't win games in candy-ass jerseys. That's why Oregon's never going to win a Super Bowl. That's why Miami Dolphins have never won a Super Bowl.
But the Falcons' throwbacks are not candy-ass.
No.
I'd actually, I'm going to go out and say their new jerseys kind of candy-ass.
They are.
They look kind of like a robot is wearing a football uniform.
I'll go one better. They should wear the old throwback black jerseys, and they should all wear black bandanas like Deion Sanders.
Do-rags.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bring back the do-rag.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, so I like the Patriots wearing all white, but I don't like the fact that a team that got rid of the only virgin in the NFL is wearing all white. Seems a little disrespectful.
Yeah. Tim Tebow.
If you have Tebow on your roster, that's what Belichick's going to do. He's going to cut somebody the night before like he likes
and
to
bring
do.
Bring on Tebow.
Bring Tebow on, and then they're going to go all white.
Ooh.
Even the gloves. Even the helmet.
White.
Even the back of the pants.
White cleats.
Not the back of the pants.
Scientifically, white cleats do make you faster. That's actually just science.
Yep.
You just look a lot faster. You feel a lot faster.
Mm-hmm.
Look good, play good. We have a Trouble in Paradise. Explain this one.
Yeah, this is some wild stuff here. Brandon Spikes, everybody knows Brandon Spikes, Former Patriot, former Bill. Well, current former, Bill.
Didn't he release like a porn or some kind of...
Chat roulette.
Some.
Do people still use chat roulette?
Yeah. We should bring it
let's
back.
Let's get into that. I'll write that down in my notes for later. Mm-hmm. But so Brandon Spikes, he was moving from Massachusetts to Buffalo and... Or Rhode Island to Buffalo, and he had a fish guy.
Fish tank guy.
And he needed to move his fish tank and all his exotic fish, and his fish guy moved them for him, then Brandon didn't pay the bill.
Ooh.
Went to court.
Big no-no.
Brandon Spikes has been playing for the last year, getting his paycheck docked to settle this $3,000 tab with his fish guy.
Wow.
Now, Brandon has a good point. He says he didn't pay the initial bill because he killed some of his fish.
That's fucked up.
And if your fish guy kills your fish,
yeah.
I say that one's on the house.
He didn't do his job.
I'm not paying you to transport my dead fish's body to me.
Remember when we thought we could take Larry from New York to Indianapolis? That was one of the dumbest things we've ever done.
Yeah,
thought.
We got really into, like, if
and
there was
like,
some
oh,
bad-
wait, maybe this bus is kind of bumpy, and yeah, I don't think this is going to work. So being a fish guy, harder job than people realize.
Yeah, we got really deep into some RV message
That's
boards
right.
at the time.
That's right.
And they were telling us about oxygen pellets
yeah,
and shit.
Like,
the second they told me I had to go to the store to buy something I didn't already have, I just said, fuck it. I'm not going to do that. I'm not
right.
going to. If you tell me I can put Larry's tank in the RV and then drive with it, then
right.
I'll do that.
If you tell me I can put it in my backpack and then just, you know, throw
That's
it in
right.
the corner and then get it in a week later. Otherwise,
yeah.
no thanks.
Also, we should point out right now, Hank is not in the studio with us. Right now we have Milmore.
Yeah.
Hank wanted to kill Larry yesterday.
Yes, he did.
He wanted to kill him.
He wanted to
we
kill
had
him.
A special guest in
yeah.
that was helping us put together a pick video for
you can
the
say
Super
his
Bowl.
Name. I've already said his name.
Stu Finer.
The source.
The man.
Sweet!
Yeah, so we did a pick video about Larry, and we were trying to figure out how to end it, and Hank goes, what if he broke it? What if he broke Larry's tank with a baseball bat and then ate him? And we're like,
what the fuck,
no,
man?
Fuck you, murder. Hank. And Hank was like, no, you guys are being pussy. Seriously, do
yeah.
it. We're like, Hank, we don't say the P word here, bro.
And we also don't kill fish.
Yeah. And so Hank was dead serious about it.
Yeah. You'd know something about killing fish. You killed our first one.
Well, I learned my lesson.
Yeah. Last up, we have bad radio, vagina rejuvenation. Is that what we're doing? What is it called?
How is this? How's bad radio? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna boost our... So someone actually sent us... We talked about how we wanted to get our legs stronger. So someone sent us the Suzanne Summers...
The Thigh Masters. I've been using it.
They're fucking hard. Also, we've been taking a little bit of steroids. Just a touch.
Just enough to take the edge off.
Yeah, it's not... Don't anyone go and get concerned right now, but bad radio taking steroids and thigh mastering.
Yeah, here we go. You can kind of hear. I'm going to mic up my legs because you can.
All right, I'll keep
my shaking a little bit.
Hold on, I got mine too. All right.
It's a good workout.
Wow. So, we have Thigh Masters. We're taking just a little drop of steroids every now and then. So, if I'd say the Pardon My Take boys are back. We're Johnny Manziel 2.0.
That's right.
Yeah, so look out for us. That's our show. Friday we have Jamel Hill and Michael Smith. They came into the studio. Two people you probably recognize from ESPN. Had a really fun talk about the persecution of white broadcasters.
White male broadcasters.
Yeah, they're taking our jobs.
Yeah.
It's a great interview. Otherwise, I'm off to Houston. Hank and I are getting on the RV right now. So Friday's going to be a Skype episode. PFT is joining us on Saturday. We'll be together all Super Bowl week, and we're looking forward to it. A lot of good stuff coming.
Love you guys.
Y'all rich niggas. You know, so we ain't really never had no old money. We got a whole lot of new money, though. Hey! Raindrop. Drop top. Smoking no cooking the hot box. Cooking on your bitch, yeah, that. Cooking up dope in the crock pot. We came from nothing to something, nigga. Hey. I don't trust nobody with your trigger fight. Call up the gang and they come and get gang. Grab me a river, give you a cushion. Bad and bougie, bad. Cooking up dope with a Uzi. My niggas is savage, ruthless. We got 30s and 100 raw too. My bitch is bad and bougie, bad. Cooking up dope with a Uzi. My niggas is savage, ruthless. Hey. We got 30s and 100 raw too.
All set.
Records, get back, it's a riding around in a cool. I take your beat right from you, bitch, I'm a dog. Ooh.